Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And as we have already discussed at length in this program and will later in the hour as well, the return of the Big Three to Capitol Hill is the main story here in the nation's capital on Thursday. The chief executive officers of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler sitting today before the Senate Banking Committee. That panel is chaired by Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, who says something has to be done to save the industry, or else the economy could be in extremely dire straits.
My view, we need to act, not for the purpose of protecting a handful of companies. If that were the extent of the issue, I would let them fail. I acknowledge that those who advocate such a course on the assumption that pressure from the outside will produce the desired results. My concern with such an approach is that it plays Russian roulette with the entire economy of the United States.
But Dodd says he would still like to come up with a way to help automakers with a much smaller price tag being foisted upon the American taxpayer.
Then there ought to be a way to come up with a far smaller dollar figure to protect this economy from the unintended consequences that would be unleashed by a collapse of the automobile industry.
Also concerned about the possibility of $34 billion in taxpayer money being sent out as bridge loans to the Big Three is the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, Alabama Republican Richard Shelby. He says, much as he did during the debate over the $700 billion Wall Street bailout package, which he also opposed, that it's important to make sure that we're not wasting a whole lot of money.
Do the additional changes that they propose go far enough to ensure that taxpayers' dollars are being used to transform an industry and not just prop up a failed business model for a few months?
But the executives say there's really no choice now but to ask for assistance from Congress, and that means help from taxpayers as well. Chrysler President Tom Lasorda says it's already at a point where his company could have trouble meeting expenses as early as the first quarter of 2009.
Our back is to the wall. If we don't get through this at this point in time, we get as early as the first quarter of next year, we could have difficulty paying our bills. That would have a catastrophic impact on the economy. It could make us fall into a depression, God forbid.
General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner was also asked what would happen if his company didn't get the money from Congress.
It's not our plan. We think by far best for consumers, best for the economy, best for all parties involved would be to go through the structure we proposed in our plan.
Also testifying before lawmakers on Thursday and getting grilled by those same lawmakers, the president of the United Auto Workers, Ron Gettelfinger. He says workers are making big sacrifices in order to help reduce labor costs for the auto manufacturers and help keep those companies solvent. He urged Congress now to do its part in keeping those companies alive.
To enable them to continue operations and to avoid the disastrous consequences that their liquidation would involve for millions of workers and retirees and for our entire nation.
On Friday, it'll be the turn of House lawmakers to grill the executives of the Big Three, and already there's a strong difference of opinion on what the proper way to vote on this is. Dan Lundgren is a conservative Republican from California who says it's not the end of the world if one or even more of the Big Three need to file for bankruptcy.
Chapter 11 reorganization is precisely the avenue that ought to be followed. Chapter 11 doesn't mean death and destruction. Chapter 11 means restructuring and rebirth.
But Michigan Democratic Congressman Sander Levin, who represents a district just north of Detroit, says no one's going to want to buy a car from a company going through bankruptcy.
If Chapter 11 were to apply here, no one or very few are going to buy a car from a company that is in bankruptcy.
President Bush remaining at odds with those in support of the bridge loans to the tune of $34 billion to the major automakers. During an interview on Thursday afternoon with NBC News, the president said no matter how big or how important the car makers are to our economy, in his words, quote, we don't want to put good money after bad, unquote. He's also quoted as saying he wants to make sure that any bailout options include long-term viability of the car companies, quote, for the sake of the taxpayers, unquote. Meanwhile, the number of American workers getting jobless benefits has reached the highest level in 26 years. The Labor Department reports more than 4 million people received government unemployment checks during the week ending November 22nd. There was a drop of 21,000, however, in initial jobless claims last week to 509,000. Stock prices tumbling on Wall Street this afternoon as investors bailed out in the face of bad news about job cuts, retail sales, factory orders, and the falling price of oil. The Dow Jones Industrials off 215 points today to close at 8376. The NASDAQ off 47 to finish at 1446. The broader S&P 500 falling 26 points to close at 845. Crude oil losing another $3.12 a barrel to finish at $43.67. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have our weekly chat with John Gizzi of Human Events. Also in this edition, we'll talk with Peter DeLorenzo and hear his case for approving the extension of loans to the auto industry. But up next, Planned Parenthood in Indiana offering gift certificates for abortion services this holiday season. We'll talk about that in America's Moral Decline with Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary right after the break.